episode 1163, In His Presence.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Are you ready to jump in and start off a brand new week? You got to start with some reflection. It's Sweet Spirit Sunday. It's Fierce Faith. We're going to chat about In His Presence. Where are you going? Where are you headed? Is He on the journey with you? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, the busyness that you accept and attract can be a greater distraction to what you really need. Be still in His presence, God's presence. When you're drowning out everything around you just because you can, you are burying the voice that needs to be heard, the nudges that tell you this way, not that way. People are searching for balance in all the wrong places. The buzzword. Everybody says, I want to find balance, work-life balance. I need this balance. I need, really, you don't hear a lot about spiritual balance, but it's about life balance, isn't it? And we're filling our lives with busyness, claiming that we're doing it all for the right reasons. And some are perfectly fine reasons. Yet most are ones to really hide you from what you're really needing in your life. God has been prompting me since our arrival down south here, our new home, that changes are on the horizon. And with changes, much is expected. When God begins to talk to you, when you know that He's nudging you and pushing you and directing you, it can be really scary. Change is scary. Why? Because you don't know it. It's not something you're used to. When you get up every morning, you go and brush your teeth, you're used to doing that. If you were to get up every morning and go run first and go do your whole day and then come back and brush your teeth, you would feel probably a little off. That's because we're habitual creatures. And for good reasons, obviously, we got to have a heart that pumps. We don't sit there, you know, in every second and say, okay, pump now. Wait. I told you to pump. Pump again. Don't forget, you got to pump so I can breathe. We have a miraculous body that God has given us. He's allowed us that balance within our body. But with that, we also need a balance within our mind and within our spirit, the Trinity. The Trinity lifestyle, it takes all three. And when you're feeling this uneasiness within you, that gut that says, oh man, I know something's on the horizon. I feel it in my bones. You know what I'm talking about. It could be a good thing or a bad thing, but you know something is about to happen and it's scary. And that's all the more reason to stay stuck where you are. Do what you know, not what is unknown. It is a safety mechanism. Our bodies are designed that way. Backing to the pumping of the heart. You're alive because your body knows what to do. It's built that way. It's habitual. It has all these systems that work together. It's a safety mechanism. It keeps you alive. But when we are looking at doing our life's journey, our life's work, living out our passion, this fire within us, a spark that just keeps growing and growing and it won't go away. It's easy to put it on the back burner, but it's still there. I was up so late last night, tossing and turning. My husband's on a business trip, so it's just me and the kiddos and lots of boxes still. And I kid you not, for about 1 hour straight, I woke up like every 5 to 7 minutes. And I like to think of it as more 7 minutes because that's God's number. And so I was going with the 7 minute idea and I'm like, gosh, I just rolled over and I'm awake again. And it wasn't this crazy like you're just tossing and turning like you just kind of fall asleep. It was a deep sleep. Fast. And then I was awake, wide awake. And then I was sleepy again, wide awake. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. Can I not just sleep? Can I not just find rest? And in that moment, It was in his presence that I found rest. You see, it wasn't about everything that I needed to do. Not of my strength. Not me trying to make things right in my own brain, trying to calm myself down. I needed God's strength. I needed his presence. I needed to turn off all the noise around me. And there's so much noise. Think right now what you're listening to besides me. I know I see that smile. What do you hear right now? If you're standing in your kitchen, you could have your oven on and there might be a fan that's, you know, roaring in the little background. It has this hum to it. If you're in a colder area, your heat just kicked on. We're not so much. We hit 75 yesterday. Woo, I was excited. I'm loving the South, that's for sure. As where we just moved from, oh yeah, they got like 6 to 8 inches of snow yesterday. I like the 75 degree weather. But listen to the sounds. If you're in that kitchen, you may have the fan, you may hear water dripping, or you could hear the bowls in the sinks adjusting from when you maybe set something down. It's settling, balancing itself out. Maybe you just put a pan away and you've got a little pan holder, you know, those little rings at the end of the pan. Sometimes you hang it from a pan rack and it's falling down and you hear a ching. Or your freezer just kicked on, your refrigerator did, to cool it down because you had it open. Maybe your coffee pot's brewing. Maybe, oh, around the corner, here comes the kiddos. Mom, what's for breakfast or lunch or dinner? Maybe you have the TV blaring so you can hear it amongst all the other noises. Maybe you're boiling some water. We have so much distraction in our life, and that's just one room. You can be in your bathroom and have just as many. You could be in your car and have more. How do these distractions, your busyness, really serve you? It doesn't. They don't. And at the same time, what it really does is it crushes your spirit little by little. You trying to do everything your way, you trying to force yourself into sleep and decisions that you've got this, life is all fine. I got this, Lord. I don't need you right now. Yet you toss and turn. You can't figure it out. You're uneasy. Your spirit's uneasy. Why are you continuing to fill up your day with what is not worthy of your attention? Sit with this question. I did last night as I tossed and turned. I was like, what is it? What am I doing? Why am I just trying to stuff my life full of things? I need to simplify it. The kisses. We need more of those. The keep it simple strategies, easy solutions. God sent his son Jesus here to earth for one reason only, and that was to save you. Pretty big reason. But it was one, and it was simple. And he knew what he needed to do. Make time to hear God. Be still in his presence. Wrap your day in his loving, calming, and refreshing hope. Let your day awaken with the sweetness of God's grace. It's a new day, a new chapter to write your story. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. One of my favorite psalms, Psalm 118, verse 24. Turn off the distractions of the day in order to feel the nudges in his presence. What would happen, do you think, if after you're done listening to this for just a few more minutes, you just turned everything off, lights and all. And if it's dark outside, then make sure you're in a safe area so you don't trip over something, because I know with my family, it's a party every day and who knows what's on the floor. The cat could leave me a gift or the dog may. Well, you know, it's a whole nother story. So just be safe wherever you are. But turn everything off. Turn off your phone. Turn me off after we're done. And just be still in his presence. Listen. Ask God to speak to your heart. Open up your mind. Listen to your breathing patterns. Feel your heartbeat. Slow it down. Hold your hands. Become alive. Find rest in His strength. The Lord replied to Moses, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." It was Exodus 33, verses 14. The more you try to drown out your impossible sufferings, the deeper you go into hiding. Don't hide anymore. Nothing is impossible in His presence. Ignite your fierce faith, a faith that withstands all storms, the confidence in what you hope for, assurance in what you do not see. Arise and let your light shine. This is your day that the Lord has made. Rejoice in it. Be alive in His presence, God's presence. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.